Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, Jürgen. How did you assess your team's performance?
Yeah, obviously we came here to go through the next round with a game in mind a couple of weeks ago, where we which was pretty much rock bottom of the performances we had in my time. So that was better today, much better, but still in the end we concede two goals from set pieces, and that's. So now we close pretty much the gaps where they had passed through last time, but around set pieces, that doesn't help. So you have to do different stuff, and that's why we were not close enough to avoid the goal. That's how it is, and that doesn't feel great, obviously. That's not cool, but we have to take it.
Can you talk a little bit more generally about the belief levels and the confidence? Cause you looked like you were in the game, and then just slowly it just felt like it was just taken away from you towards the end in those last 20 minutes.
We had a different thing. So the setup, I think, from the first half was really good. Cody helped us massively with the ball, without the ball in the center. Harvey on the left wing is defensively, we can really use him. He's really in there. Midfield did that. But when you change then, that's how it sometimes happens. Obviously, for Darwin, it's a bit more tricky to do all these kind of things. He's not used to it. And we have to work really a lot with him to involve him in these moments. And against a well-drilled team like Brighton, if not all positions work really well together, all of a sudden they only play for this one gap. As well, they play for one gap where they pass the ball through, then whoever, McAllister or Gross or Welbeck or Ferguson, turn, and from there they go. So we close these gaps for the majority of the time, but they were right. Then all of a sudden, not that well anymore. It's not that we were that much under pressure. We had our moments as well in the late period of the game. That's not how football is. Everything opens up a little bit. And again, the goal happened after a set piece, and the set piece shouldn't have happened because we could have won that ball in a heading situation already. So it's a little bit, Ibu plays now a lot. We can see the situation. I think he could have won this challenge in the first place, but McAllister can get the ball, if I'm 100% right, the ball down without a foul and nothing. And then a little bit later, the things happen how they happen. So, we have still space for improvement. We make steps, but we have to improve. We have to improve further on, and that's what we will do.
The Cups gave you so much last season, Kevin, didn't you? And how important is it now? How difficult is it now to kind of lift yourselves again for...
Yeah, of course, that's important. Absolutely. But I don't think it's now, it's directly after the game. So to lift, look, I think this is really a way you can get knocked out of a cup competition. If we are in a better situation, 10 points more in the league or more in the league or stuff like this, and then you lose here at Brighton, you just say, respect, what they do is really good. So, but we are obviously in a situation where we want now to make the final step, and that's why it feels now especially bad in this moment, because it didn't happen. But there were again steps in the right direction. I can imagine that nobody wants to hear that anymore. I cannot hear it anymore, but it's still right. It's still right. So that means that we have to go from there. And our next game, we have obviously the Brighton and Wolves weeks. We play Wolves again, and we will try it there again. And then that's how it is. We have to build on these kind of things. We have to improve. We have to do better body language. A couple of boys have to be much better. Defending of in the formation has to be better from a few. And but then I think last game here we couldn't have won. There's no chance. Well, like, okay, well, I was happy that we didn't get more. I think this today, nobody would have been surprised if we win this game. So it's not anything, oh my God, how did that happen? So that's good. But for today and for the competition, not good enough, and that's why we're out.
So Canati could have had a second yellow card.
I did.
But then 2 minutes later, Fabinho goes in and a horrible tackle could easily have been red.
I didn't.
And then it was a bad tackle from your captain to give away the set piece. It seemed like there was a momentum there where you were kind of just falling apart in there. That must worry you as a manager, isn't it?
I don't think that happened now, but then you're falling apart. That's my job since a few weeks that I have to accept pretty much all the questions you ask, and you can dig as deep and left and right as you want. And that's how it is. Maybe if it looks like that from your point of view, we will not fall apart. I can tell you if it looks like that, I'm sorry. The Fabinho challenge was no dynamic end, but I didn't just saw it once, not the second time. I think with dynamic, we can talk about red card was more lying and then he hit him. It's not cool. Ibu, I didn't really see in the moment, and Robbo, it's late in the game. It's nothing to do with falling apart. It's frustration. It's not right to do it. But against us, teams get constantly yellow cards usually, and nobody asks the opposition these questions. But for us, we are not used to that. We don't concede usually yellow cards. But imagine the boys wouldn't react at all. I don't like it. I don't think that's the right way to do it, and I have to look it twice or maybe three times to judge it a little bit better. By the end, I'm pretty sure your assessment or what you made of it is not right, but can be still your opinion, of course.
Gentleman in the blue.
Jürgen, Andy Robertson said just now that you guys wanted a new start at the turn of the year, but if anything, you're getting worse. Do you share that idea? And if so,
I don't think it makes too much sense that I speak about things which you pick out of a complete. What else did he say? So if did he only came out and said, okay, we want a fresh start, but that's what we got now, or what was it?
He said we wanted a new start at the turn of the year. If anything, we've been worse.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's not 100% true, but it's not 100% wrong. So it's of course we want a new start. It's clear when you come back from after the World Cup break, you want to go for it definitely, and it so far it didn't happen properly. That's true, but that still means we have to keep working. There's nothing else to do. There were good performances today as well. There were good moments in the game, very good performances in the game. This is all what you have to build on, and that's what we'll do.
Last one for Jack,
man. Jürgen, you mentioned body language from your players in your previous answer. What do you want to see in the next few games? What didn't you see today?
What didn't I see today?
Because you said you want to see better body language.
Yeah, yeah.
Players, so what do you want to see then?
Better body language.
Well, I suppose by that, could you expand on that?
Why? What else to say? When I speak about body language and it wasn't okay, next time it should be better. There's nothing left for an additional answer, so sorry. Look, I'm not over the moon about this performance, but again, the only thing what happened really is we lost against a good side, which we lost 2 weeks ago. In a horrendous game, today was much better. With the performance from today, 2 weeks ago, I know that would have looked different as well. So there are really steps, but I understand 100%. I don't sit here and what are you talking about? You're not happy with the game. I understand 100% where you're coming from, but it's just the situation we are in. And you have to, there's no other way, and you know it as good as I do, there's no other way to fight through. If you ever hear a manager sitting in a situation like that, by the way, look, we change that, and then you will see against Wolves. That's it. It doesn't go like this. So, and that's why we keep working 100%. Again, I'm very sorry, but probably a lot of the fans, our Liverpool fans are from Brighton, so they saw us now twice in 2 weeks. They were brilliant, absolutely brilliant again. So today we paid a little bit back, I would say. They saw a goal, they saw chances. So it was better in the end. One goal is deflected and the other one is in the 94th minute. So that's a piece of the truth as well. You should not forget that. But still, we are still out. And that's obviously the worst outcome of a game you can have. But from here, we can go and we will.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.